starting somewhat late.
So if
members of the board will take... There's a Green Party organizer who knows how to get people... All right, now, ladies and gentlemen of the board, we need to respect each other and our listener sponsors and start as rapidly after 7 o'clock as possible.
Hear ye. This is KPFK for all of Southern California.
First of all, let's just make sure everyone has a proposed agenda. It says at the top, KPFK Local Station Board, LSB meeting, May 27th. And there are some on the table. Yes, go ahead.
This is not the last agenda item. It's the last agenda that I've got.
I did. I moved your...
But it's not moved.
Oh, wait a moment. No. We'll do that right now. I'm so sorry.
Here's 25.
It said the one... Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry.
Man, are you in trouble?
Yes. You know, I revised it and sent it out, and then I printed out the old version. So, oh, is this the revised one?
Terry, send them this way.
Oh, good. Here's my revised one.
Are there any copies?
Yes. Okay, now I have, this is the last time it will appear this low. It's the weekly radio report. Well, yeah, but you know, this is the last time. Because next time it's going to come up here because it's languished there. As I said, did you read my...
Yeah, let's talk about that later. I mean, I just think it's in the committee report. So
yeah, that's right. And people hammered at me to get agenda items around specific stuff, so that's how this got screwed up. So, starting with the next step.
Can I make a brief announcement? Hey, everybody, I've been in a lot of meetings in this room. This has an incredible amount of white noise. So when you're whispering on that flank or you're talking on this flank, we're all going to hear it. This room has, it's a beautiful room, but it's got incredible white noise.
And that comes from a senior producer who knows what he's talking about here. All right, now, I want to call the meeting to order. I have to apologize. I revised the agenda, and then I passed out the unrevised, and thankfully, Terry brought my revised agenda. So it's the one that is all white. It does not have the large KPFK local station board at the top. For listener sponsors, it's very similar to the one that was out there, except we've moved a couple agenda items. First of all, I want to just say it's a pleasure to be at CARESAN, the Central American Resource Center, one of the largest Central American centers of its kind, delivering services of all types in the United States. All right, if you'll notice, agenda item one, call to order, and we'll have call of the roll by the secretary. Oh, they look like this. Did they go down? How many did you bring? Did you bring
25.
They would be the agenda that this, not my agenda, which I thought was 25.
This one.
Right. Yeah, but I thought I had done it, but I had the wrong. All right. Now, if we'll come to order, the secretary will call the roll.
Donna Warren.
Here.
Don White.
Here.
David Abelson.
Here.
Jan Goodman.
Here.
Sarah Amir.
Here.
Ed Pearl.
Here.
Sherna Gluck is absent. Reed Geary is not here.
Yes.
She is here?
No.
Yes, she's not here yet.
Yes, she's not here.
Julie Rodriguez?
Here.
Terry Goodman is here. Israel Foyer?
Here.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Jane Halloran?
Here.
Harrison Wilde?
Here.
Nala Wardani? Nala is not here yet. Jim DiGenio?
Here.
Is here. Bill Gallego is here. Wesley Radford is here. Alan Minsky is
here till 9:30.
Is here till 9:30. Sonali Kolhatkar is not here. Oh, I didn't know it was close. Okay. Madeline Schwab is here. Margaret Prescott is here. Fernando Velasquez is presente. Maria Armudian. Maria.
She's
Maria is not here. There are 19 members and general manager. Eva Georgia is present. Constituting a quorum.
For the record, Simone Wyatt called me. He has a family commitment. Our treasurer will not be with us tonight. He is a non-voting member of the LSB.
I would like to move that the LSB excuse any absent members until we have a chance to form a policy about absences.
It's been moved that the LSB consider these excused absences until we have a policy around excusing absences. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I don't think we've adopted the agenda yet.
Okay. That could come. Yeah. We did call to order, but we have not accepted the... Because the secretary was calling the roll and we were dealing with the issue of absences. All right, Terry.
I actually looked with Evan Roberts and at the conclusion of the roll call is the appropriate time to call for the excused absences. I can not. No, I'm just. Actually, technically, I can't answer, but I didn't mean to.
Well, we're not going to take any time.
Let's do it just for this meeting, so it's not politics.
Well, in as much as there could be challenges to this, I think we will accept the agenda and then entertain that motion. Yes.
On the agenda?
Yes.
I move to bring up CND meeting in Houston to number 4 because we had this meeting so early in the month because of the CND meeting. So we need to discuss this item. Item number is just the way it's working right now. We may not even get to it. So
I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are you saying before the committee reports or after?
Before.
Now, I just want to point out that one of the committee reports, which is finance, covers budget. Yeah, and so I think the way this agenda...
Okay, I amend my motion and move it after the committee report.
Okay, with the person who seconded that motion as well. Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the agenda item 11 be moved... moved up to follow agenda item 4.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Margaret.
Yes, I have asked that the motion on the composition of the committee be moved to follow the committee report, simply because they are connected to the committee. So the work hasn't been moving forward. This motion was voted on last time. I think we could dismiss it, you know, relatively quickly, some amendments to it. So I would propose that we keep that kind of stuff together, and then perhaps we go on to consider the meeting.
So you're saying before public comment?
Right.
Okay, I accept the friendly amendment.
Okay, and the second also accepts that friendly amendment. All right, then it's been moved and seconded now that agenda item 11 go after agenda item 5. Any discussion? Seeing no hands, those in favor signify by raising your hand. The chair is going to declare it passed. It's procedural, and I don't know if we need to count on that. Okay, now, the other issue which was communicated to me by Harrison was the issue of breaking up public comment into two parts. We have a total of 30 minutes. So, Harrison, did you want to make a proposal that we break up that 30 minutes? Oh, yeah.
I'd like to propose that we add some time for the adjournment so that we don't get frustrated at that moment and we're going to have to decide when to meet again. So I'd just like to add a few minutes to item number 14.
Okay, you're saying.
How about 8 minutes for that so that we won't get to the point where everybody wants to adjourn right now and get all crazy at the end?
Okay, so you're talking about agenda item 14. That would be the meeting, next meeting date announcements and so on. And you want to add, instead of 4 minutes, what was it?
I'd like to make it 8, and I'd like to get people ready for the fact that somewhere before the last hour, I'm going to suggest that we have a 5-minute recess.
Okay. So there's a proposal that may be seconded here. I haven't asked for the second. There's a proposal that agenda item 14 be raised to 8 minutes. Is there a second for that?
I would like to know.
Excuse me, one moment. Is there a second to the motion?
The second is what I
want. Oh, wait. Okay.
Agenda.
Okay, wait. Let's consider one thing at a time. As I understand it, you have seconded the motion of Harrison that the last agenda item has 8 minutes instead of 4. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to recognize you for your new alteration, but let's deal with this one first. Any discussion on that?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
The evaluation part, that if we get to it, which we haven't yet, then any meeting should be at the end.
Yes, that's going to be at the end, and it has more time if you pass
that's
it.
That's the whole point of having it, if we have it.
That's right. Is there any further discussion? Now, only on this issue, I'm not asking for other alterations, but just on this issue. Is it on this issue, Jen, or is it a different alteration? Okay.
Alteration is to move it up to before public comment, so while people are still all here, that we can discuss it and have a new day. We want to know.
Okay, so there's an amendment, maybe a friendly amendment. What she's asking, Harrison, is that that be moved on the agenda as well.
I'm not in favor of putting more in front of the other motion.
Oh, this is all crazy. Okay. Okay.
I want to move forward. I want to move forward.
Okay. Okay, so this is just a simple increasing the last agenda item to 8 minutes. There is further discussion. Yes. I know. Excuse me, what should be stricken?
Agenda item 9,
It's out of order only because we haven't voted on this motion. The motion is simply to add 8 minutes to the last agenda item.
4 minutes?
Yeah. I'm sorry, to add 4 minutes, making a total of 8. Those in favor signify by raising your hand. Let's see. You know, people, I've given these cards out. I'll tell you why. It's easier for me to see you if you're trying to be recognized, and it's also easier to count. So we're going to keep the cards down. Okay, now I can see these cards beautifully. Is yours up? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? None. We're not calling for abstentions, so the motion passes. Okay, now, David, did you have a concrete proposal? No. I do want to... okay, now, Jan.
I move to
Okay, just for clarity then, you're asking only that portion of setting the next meeting to be moved up. Is there a second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
It's going to be moved where and here where?
Okay, it's going to be moved from 14. Do you want it after public comment?
Before
public comment. So it would be after Margaret. It'd actually be 7.
No,
I think.
After the PND meeting in Houston.
Uh-huh, that's right. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, we have to leave here at 10 o'clock. Now, agenda items, I have learned, I mean, agendas must not be constructed as though we have 7 to 10, because it's now 7:30. So we're learning as we go along. I will know from now on that basically these meetings are 2.5 hours, not 3. Most of these institutions cannot keep their staff on after 10 o'clock, but we should find a place where we can just go till midnight if we want. Okay, sorry. All in favor of the motion by Jan Goodman to move the establishing of the next meeting up, raise your cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? 1. Okay.
I think 2.
2. Excuse me. 2. Okay. I can't even see the red card. Okay. Now, I would like to... Yes. It's been moved that we accept the agenda. Yes, go ahead. What was that?
The agenda is written, it doesn't fit, it's not available.
You know, I don't fully agree with that because there may be issues here. There may be some of these that take less time or are not, I don't know, it's a question.
Motion hasn't seconded it. Have a motion?
Yes, go ahead.
I move that we accept the agenda without the indicated times and use those as a guide, a general guide.
It's been moved and seconded that the times be a general guide and that we try to move this along quickly. Any discussion around that? Israel.
With the exception of public comment, it should not be limited. With that exception?
That's absolutely correct. We'll stay with... Okay, let's go first to Jan and then to David.
Are we saying that we can go longer than these number of minutes, or we can go
Okay, I'm actually going to answer that by saying the agenda is in the hands of the body. So when someone believes that we've exhausted the time, there are things you can do. You can refer to committee. You can table. There are several things you can do. So it's not up to the chair to assign times. So you should think in terms of how to process our business, and if we cannot handle it all, referring to committee, tabling, putting it on the table for the next meeting, there are several things that we can do.
Just to call the question.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, one moment. I had actually recognized two people before the question was called. Jen, what was your other comment?
My other comment is I would like, in order to try to get this meeting done, I would like to at this time, table number nine, the number on here, number 8, 9, 10, knowledge and motion fee waiver, the motion on the entire table those in the next meeting so that at least we have a chance of finishing this meeting.
Well, we have the same problem. We haven't accepted the... Okay, one moment. We have...
I called the question.
Yeah, well, the question is called, but the problem is I have recognized two people. The thing here is we are actually trying to set up the... So that motion would be in order if it were seconded. No, I'm just asking if that motion has a second.
To table these three items.
No. Well, we'll see if we can. Yes, are you... Okay, then vote. Then you would vote against it. It dies... Excuse me. It dies for lack of a second. I heard no second. There was no second, right? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. I'm using...
Okay, go ahead. The motion on the floor was on approval of the agenda. Someone opposed. We could go and discuss that because making a further changes is arguing against approval of the agenda.
The chair's problem is that in attempting to approve an agenda, you get challenges to the agenda. This is a challenge to the agenda. So I'm going to overrule Terry's point of order that you need to take challenges to the agenda to see if you can approve an altered or revised agenda. Okay, now...
call the question.
Okay, David... Excuse me. The only person that I called on prior to the call of the question is David Adelson. I don't know if you have any comment.
Yeah. The problem about the time of the time is that you need to close the gate along with the questions where there's some division. You can't close the gate unless you move your time on the agenda. So I'd like to... I think it's very much in the event that we need to go back to the
non-. Okay, the question that was called, and I believe was seconded, was your... You,
I called the question.
Was that seconded? Who seconded?
I seconded.
Okay, it was moved and seconded. The question has been called to close debate on the issue of accepting the agenda, and then during the meeting, the chair will entertain motions to table and to, you know, and to do things that will speed us along.
Table or stand or...
Yes. To close debate requires two-thirds, yeah. Yes. No, we're only looking at calling the question to close debate. Those in favor of ending debate and going to a vote on the agenda, raise your fuchsia cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Opposed? All right. This agenda has been accepted as altered. However, as we move through it, it can continue to be, it can actually continue to be altered if the body... Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. That was a close debate. Those in favor of accepting the agenda, raise your cards. This always frustrates me. We spend a half an hour on it. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed? 1, 2,
Okay. Yeah. That's right. That's good. And I can speak loudly. A built-in mic. Okay. Okay. Chair recognizes Donna.
Can we ask for a timekeeper?
No.
My question is,
yeah, we haven't assigned a timekeeper. We've assigned someone to take public comments.
I could be the timekeeper.
Can you please? Right. Okay, well, no, actually we haven't, that they'd be a guide. It was only that they'd be a guide.
Okay, I'm just going to leave the mask.
Unless the body
extends.
How's that?
We just approved the agenda.
Yeah, now she's talking about times on the agenda. No, we're talking only about the times. Okay, so one moment. The motion by Jan is to have these be times for the timekeeper to alert us, as I understand it, that we used up the time, and then the body could extend. Is that seconded? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Okay. With no discussion, those in favor of the motion itself, raise your cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed? 1, 2. Okay, the motion passes. All right, let's go to the first agenda item here. And it's call to order, call the roll, welcome, thank you, review the, okay, approval of minutes. Are there no, Terry, there are no minutes.
If you accept, I will help you to keep that and also count.
Good, excellent, that would be good. Okay, there are no minutes to approve tonight, are there?
Correct.
Okay, let's go to agenda item 2, brief remarks. I'm going to not have remarks. Just keep these down. If you're trying to get the attention, raise these.
Yeah.
And we'll also vote with those.
Problem.
Thank you. I have a lot of things to say, but we'll wipe that out. Number 2, General Manager's Report. Welcome, Eva. It's good to have you here. And we have 12 minutes, and we can extend that if necessary. Do you want to use the mic down there? Or let's see if that...
Tomorrow according to the treaty. I think the treaty was passed in 1996. I think we have a really, really good chance with winning our frequency bet. Our frequency bet. If we can push a campaign to get the FCC to move to agree to the transfer, because this is the first time we've gotten any response from the Mexican government. And the alternative to it is either they move FLNC or FLNC one has to close down. And I think that's why we're not making the support. I don't want to take questions on this issue. I think what I'll do is I'll just keep you updated. We should be seeing a lot of things happening over the next couple of weeks as we try to move forward, both legally and maybe on the national campaign to influence the FCC's decision on this. So that, I thought, was really an important issue to bring up here tonight.
We don't have to move to Mexico, do we?
Yeah. Not yet. The budget, I want to thank everybody from the IC that contributed to working through this process with the budget. I really appreciate that. The fundamental change of the budget is that we eliminated the mini fund drive and rescheduled the fund drive daily differently. So now we're looking at the next year of having a drive in June, in September, early January, and February. And I know some of you have expressed some concerns about that. What we've seen over the last year was that there's not really any significant trend to show that these months would not work for us. Traditionally, KPFK never had a drive in the summer, but when we did the leading fund drive, we raised in 2002 $300,000 in 4 days. Last year, we raised, I think, anything between 250 and 300, I can't remember, in 4 days. So that's going to be a significant change for us to fund our schedule for the station. Other than that, I think I'll use some of the issues in the Finance Committee report. The major cost increases is, as always, your wage bill, your health increases. A wage bill has increased with something like close to $200,000. I'll tell you why. Healthcare alone takes up more than $100,000 in debt. The extra health plan collapsed last year for union members at the station, and we have decided to keep that premium up because we have a responsibility to provide our staff with health care. We also have a 6% increase, 6% proposed increase on the table for union members, which comes to $20,000. So in healthcare and wage increases alone, it's a reasonable increase until we can get the 6% was to get down to a certain level that was so that everybody's at the same level, everybody is pretty much at the non-profit rate, so they'd be below the non-profit rate. So that's the most significant increase that KPFK. Some of the things that we changed our phone system, the plans on our phone system, we've seen a drop of $5,000 to $7,000, I believe, in less than 2 months. So I think there's going to be a significant drop in our phone charges. And I'm talking about phone charges that is, last year it was $90,000 in the budget, this year we brought it down to $80,000. The bigger cost, which is a really big concern, is our bank charges, finance charges is $85,000 a year, and that mostly has to do with the processing of credit cards. I've asked the finance committee to work with management and investigate how we could do that differently so that we can cut down on that $85,000. Another significant number in the budget is our utility bill for the transmitter. That is $120,000 because we pay currently $9,500 a month on our electricity bill for the transmitter, and it increases to $500 because we don't know what so much because we don't know what the utility increase is going to be. So those are some of the significant numbers. We were able to decrease website costs to $50,000 a year because of the changes we made purchasing our in-house server and having a hosting company that charges us $500 a month instead of $1,500. And another significant change in the budget was the LED election cost that went over $40,000 a day, according to the national office. It was only budgeted at $50,000. And I think that are the most significant ones. If anybody has questions about the budget, if you have those 3 days, I will be I'd like to have questions on the budget. This comes here for anybody that wants to copy the story.
Thank you very much. And the GM will be a resource as we move through, like the Finance Committee report should be here. I'm sorry. Wait. Let's speak up. The chair recognizes Harrison.
I don't know whether I should be bringing up the issues about the question at this time.
Well, yes. Actually, we're going to go to the next agenda item. And it is agenda item 4. LSB committee reports, and the first committee is finance. Who is making the finance? All right. Jane Halloran? It's all right. They're trying to get listed sponsors, budgets, and so on. Okay. Now, go ahead, Jane.
The media group will share about the facilitated John McCarthy. Then I think the chair of the meeting is just kind of watching the group and other committees. The committee, Jane Howard, now the Warren, the senior, the AOC, the treasurer, they're all by. The
Okay, there's a correction It's a specific apology.
Present a motion. Just to be sure we understand, this is the four listed on the
right.
Page.
Okay.
This is
the motions in effect?
Yes.
Right. Four, 7.
The recommendations to resolution.
4-7 or 1 motion?
Well, let's let her make it, and then we'll evaluate. Make your motion or motion, then we'll evaluate what we have to do. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Number one, KPFK LLC requests the consultant directors from other stations to draw a motion about the following issues. KPFK LLC requests an account of that loan incurred by the national office from KPFK dated January 2002 to the president. KPFK LLC then requests that this sum is adjusted over time according to the agreed open bond formula between the two boards from the TSA.
Question clarification.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be January 2001.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Was it?
All right, so the committee has agreed that it's 2002. All right. Now, Jane, may I ask, do you want the board to act on these as you present them, or do you want to present all four?
I think we want to get through them and then...
All four. All right, go right ahead.
Two, KPFK LLC requests of their PNB director to bring the following recommendations to the next PNB meeting. KPFK LLC requests that the executive director request that each of the five stations, LLC, NGN, collaborate on developing a specific plan to handle both surpluses and shortfalls in annual budget. The Finance Committee requests that the budget approval process be attached to the approval of this resolution. Three, the Finance Committee of the KPFK LLC requests the creation of a development committee to merge the existing Finance Committee so that the raising of revenues of KPFK can be dealt with in a more coordinated and comprehensive manner with the committee. Four, KPFK LLC asks its directors to accept the following motion with directors from the other stations and move them to be adopted at the next PNB meeting. Whereas stations set aside goals to send to all committees during fund drives to the national office for central services, even when the drives would be full, and even though the national office does not provide additional service, the goals are exceeded. And whereas the situation undermines staff and wages for itself, be it resolved that stations shall retain all the funds they raise in excess of goals in the budget.
That would be free, forward, and yet not be that. lot of things that occurred over the years may not have seen from before. It sounds like this place is a monumental, understaffed, so on and so forth. I have no way, I really have no way of judging who needs the money more without serious input from the national office. Doing that, I come to the other question. It was unclear to me that if they had a budget and the national office really needed it, then you would tell them that they should have presented before they raised more money or something like that. The process is a little confusing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. David?
David, Donna, and Jane.
In answer to the first part of the question, the issue is not just the management, the issue is also the knowledge of the board and the staff. If you go over or if you go under, what's going to happen? And
And let me also further clarify, when we spoke about the active funds, when we raise more money than what's the budget, and we cannot provide the resources and what the staff needs, and we have to take money out, the people are all having to do that. And what we were particularly talking about is we don't have training funded in this budget, which is a huge part of our operation. And to look at projects that we cannot fund in the budget, if there's excess money, we'll have a proposal from staff and management to say, these are our projects that we believe should be funded. These are the priorities, which training is one of them, particularly training in underserved communities. And so that is where the discussion came around, should we have that excess money go to the needs that is not covered in the budget.
Donna, Jane, Leslie, and Jan.
Just before you start, timekeeper.
Yeah, I just want to thank you both for the sense of time. We're about 17 minutes into the committee reports, and we have 5 committee reports.
All right, so we'll speak as concisely as possible. Donna.
I wanted to explain just from an accounting perspective. Corporate is supposed to plan for these expenses. And planning is they allocate a certain percentage of each station to pay for the expenses at corporate. They're not supposed to, just because KPFK, our next station, happens to go over their goal, just to go ahead and snatch that money. That doesn't make any sense. It really speaks to poor planning. What we're thinking is, as an incentive, if we go out and bust our butt, I probably shouldn't say it like that, if we go out and bust our butt, then, and make over the goal, there's a lot of things that we need here at the station. And the Finance Committee, I think, is committed to the health and the welfare of this station first, before we go up to national and try to take them home.
Okay. I'm going to do this. Excuse me. Let me explain. Jane, Leslie, Jan, Israel. Then we're going to actually close the stack and see if we want to get resolution on these motions. All right.
I'm going to put my
Jane. At the end? Okay, Leslie.
First of all, I really want to thank the Finance Committee for their fine work and serious consideration that needs to be brought out of that. I think it's a tremendous report. I think it's strange lies in the decision-making process about what has happened in the AEP here, and it's turned over to the executive director. It has had concern if, in fact, we decide nationally the money will not be certain to do that. But I'd much rather have us take that decision than one take. since everybody attended. And that said, I would like to move the good board into the order, except all four of the recommendations and finding the committee.
All right, I'm going to actually accept that motion onto the floor. It's been moved and seconded that we accept all four. Inasmuch as now we have a motion and a second, we can go to discussion. So I'm going to go to the staff, and then we'll see what other discussion is necessary. You are finished, are you, Leslie? Okay, Jan? Excuse me, are you asking for separation of the four or to vote on them as a block? As a block. Because it's already been moved and seconded that we accept. Okay. Well, the question has been called to actually close debate and go to Leslie's motion.
No.
Excuse me. If it's seconded, if the call for the question is seconded, and it gets two-thirds, it would close debate and we would go to a vote. I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. I see what the objection is. Okay, let me explain. Let me explain, because this gets complicated. Out of respect to listener sponsors, we're having debate, going to the question, closing debate, then we're going to have listener public comment before the vote. But once the question is called for, seconded, and passed, we're going to consider this closed. And the only input then would be public comment. So it would be appropriate for us now to vote on the question which has been moved and seconded. It takes two-thirds.
Are you ignoring that?
Yes.
Yes.
Frankly, yes. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your cards.
What?
This vote only closes debate on this.
Okay,
you want to count?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16.
16. Opposed?
Opposed. Down.
2.
No. Just 2. Just 2. 2 opposed.
Yeah, point of information.
No, close the debate.
Yeah.
Okay, 16-2.
Okay, so where we are now is we have closed debate on these four resolutions, but we have not heard listener comments. So after the next motions, so if the secretary, can you keep track that we have this now before us with the debate closed, but we haven't taken a vote?
I have to rise to point of order.
All right, point of order.
If we're about to entertain another motion, so in order to get a stack of motions before we go to listener comment, we'll be violating a fundamental rule of parliamentary law that only one motion be before the board at a time.